The topic of this month has been over the idea of serving God and man from the heart. The topic that I got assigned to me for this evening is serving as a young person. So I'm primarily aiming this Devo for younger people, but all the points that I make are going to be applicable for everyone of any age. I first want to start off by talking about that we are never too young to serve. We see that even Jeremiah made this excuse when he first started and the Lord asked him. He said that he was too young, and the Lord replied in Jeremiah 1:7 with him saying, "Do not say that I am just a youth." So even Jeremiah was able to serve the Lord in his youth. So this evening I really want to talk about three quick ways that we as youth can help serve. First, I want to talk about that as youth we can show honor. Who we show honor to is usually who we're going to obey or whose authority we're going to place ourselves under. Now, especially as youth, usually we don't like to always recognize that we're under somebody's authority. We want to say that we're free and independent. But we're all under somebody's authority. If we look at Romans 13:1, it says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and that the authorities that exist are appointed by God." We also must decide who we're going to obey. We look at Romans 6:16. "Do not know that whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness." Will we honor the Lord by serving him, or will we choose to disobey him? We also should honor our parents. We see that in Ephesians 6:1-2, where it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." When we are obedient to our parents, we show that we are honoring them. Secondly, as a youth, that we can listen. As a youth, we should always be reading and learning from the Bible. We see that in 2 Timothy 2:15. "Study, show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." We should always be studying and learning from the Bible as we're youth. We should also be able to listen to our parents. Our parents have been commanded and instructed to teach us because they have knowledge and wisdom that we don't have from experience. See an example of that in Deuteronomy 6:6-7. "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." So we should be able to listen to them when they teach us and instruct us so we can learn from their experience. We see that even Timothy learned while he was a child in 2 Timothy 3:15, "And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures." Timothy listened and learned while he was a child. We can also listen to the elderly. We see that example in Titus 2:1-8. Our elders have gone through more than us and can teach us a lot of things that would be greatly beneficial to us if we'd listen and learn. We see that in Titus 2:4 that the older women are supposed to admonish the younger women. Titus 2:6, we have example of older men needing to exhort the younger men. So we should be able to listen as younger people. Thirdly, I want to talk about that as younger people, we should be able to serve by leaving an example. We can be an example to the brethren. We see that Timothy was told to be an example to the brethren in 1 Timothy 4:12. "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word and conduct and love and spirit and in faith and purity." Our example to the brethren should be one that can be marked by the other brethren as one that is righteous and good. We see that in Philippians 3:17. We can also make an example that should be shown to the world. We see that in Matthew 5:16. "Let your light so shine before men that you may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Our example is important, and it shows who we are by our actions. We see that in Proverbs 20:11. "Even a child is known by his deeds. Whether he does is pure and right." So even as a youth, we're setting an example that others are going to be looking at and inspecting. We have two options, though. We can either set a positive example or a negative example. We only have one option. You can't make a mediocre example. It's either going to be a good example or you'll be setting a bad example. So as youth, we need to be very careful to set a good example for others. To sum this up, though, these are just really three ways that we as youth can serve. there are a bunch of ways as youth we can serve each other. All three of these points are applicable to everyone. There's not an age limit on those. Everyone can do it no matter their age. But especially as youth, we only have one chance at being a youth. So we need to be careful of the decisions we make now that we can continue to serve and grow as we get older. But as youth especially, we can look for opportunities to serve, not just wait for them to come to us. Make sure we're looking out for them, finding them. So tonight I really want to encourage that the youth continue to serve, that we continue to look for more opportunities, continue to grow, continue to learn, that we continue to show more honor and respect to people, and that we can have an example that others can look up towards. At this time, I'd like to encourage really everyone, but especially the youth, to continue to serve. And if anyone has the need to repent from sin or obey the gospel, if you would, please come forward as we stand and sing.